Brad Davidson, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are we?
Very well, thanks. We're going better probably than Fireburn's connections after she was scratched from the Queensland Oaks yesterday.
Yeah, I was found to be lame there yesterday. So scratch her on the Queensland Oaks. Gary Fortelli maintaining that it's just her weird gait, but that, look, he accepts the umpire's decision. Obviously, very disappointing for connections. It's a tricky situation, isn't it, guys? Because, you know, obviously, the people looking at it, the experts, you know, every horse is different, I suppose. But at the end of the day, they can't talk to us. They can't let us know. So, yeah, it's one of those things that, yeah, sometimes they're going to get right, and you know, sometimes the connections are going to think it's something else. But, yeah, there's I suppose there's no right or wrong answer with it. But, yeah, it's just one of those things. And the way it goes sometimes. So, yeah, we won't see Fiver in there, unfortunately, in the Oaks tomorrow.
Talk us through this card tomorrow at Rose Hill, Dovo. What races are you really looking forward to, and where's your best bets at?
Yeah, it's shaping up to be a decent card, Loz. The Winter Cup is the feature, the listed Winter Cup over the 2,400 metres. Look, an off-season type of meeting, but the fields are holding up pretty well overall. We should be on a good track there tomorrow as well. Interesting, the rail goes out the 6 metres. We haven't used that rail position for some time, and the last 3 or 4 times we've been in that rail position, it's been a massive bias towards fencing run runners. So, looking for low barrier draws there tomorrow, I think you're going to be a massive advantage. So keep that in mind, punters. It's going to be hard, I would imagine, to make ground from the back. So you want to be focusing on low barrier draws, horses. You can make ground from the sort of midfield, even back, if you're on the rail. But if you're sort of wide and coming down the middle, generally speaking, it's a very, very hard rail position to do that. So, yeah, look, I think it's a meeting to focus on low barriers. So that's what we'll be doing there tomorrow, I think. So the filly in the first is the best there, Loz. I always get this horse's name wrong, so I'm just going to look at it one more time. Tudot La Vita. Look, she was terrific there first up at Canterbury. Produced the best last 200 performance of the day on that occasion. She steps up to 1,300 metres. She draws the inside barrier to find that fence-in run. And look, she's been heavily back, 360 into 225. I think she might start around the $2.40 mark. That would be my sort of thought. So probably wait now and back her late in the piece. But I think she's the best of the day there. And in the feature race, the listed Winter Cup, I do like the look of race 6, number 5, Herman Hess. His horse failed in the Andrew Ramsden last time out. But look, that was a brutally run race. It was 2,800 metres. Drops back to 2,400 metres here. Interesting to note, this horse said 3 runs at the track and distance, and on my ratings, if he runs up to any of those performances, he's a length clear of the field here. So, yeah, he really loves the Rose Hill 2,400 metres, expecting to bounce back. He was terrific behind. He's a shocker, and right you are, 2 starts ago in a pretty decent race, and I just think bringing that Melbourne form here tomorrow, I think he'd be hard to beat. Like I said, loves the track and distance, and expect him to start a little bit shorter than the $4.60 on offer as well.
Okay, so Davo's bets tomorrow, Rose Hill, race 1, number 8, Tutor La Vita, 225, and race 6, number 5, Herman Hess, $4.60. And before you go, Davo, we'll get a quick opinion on Loz's multi for tomorrow, where Loz, you're looking at African Daisy, is it, in race 9?
Yep.
To run top 3, and I don't know if he's done Flemington Davo, but he's got Shay Ha to run top 2 in race 7.
Yeah, look, I won't be able to comment on Flemington. I haven't quite got to race number 7 just yet, but I do have African Daisy on top as well, Loz. I thought the run first up was terrific. Just got way too far back. Maps to be behind the lead, and importantly, getting that fence in run as well. So I think set it up. She's won at the track and distance before. I think she's ready to strike, and yep, I think she's the one to beat there. So good luck with that one, Loz.
Cheers, Davo.
Good on you, Davo. Have a great one.
Thanks, guys. Have a good weekend. All right. Cheers.